Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And Joe, I am so excited for our next guest. He is one of my favorite people in all of the sports world to watch. It's Dari Noker from the SEC Network. Dari, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us today, man. We appreciate it.
Man, well, thank you for the nice things you just said. Totally undeserved, but I'll take all of it I can get. You know, it's good, man.
Well, first off, how have you and your family been through all this? It's a crazy world we're living in nowadays, Dari.
Man, you are not kidding. It really is. And we're I feel like we're in the minority at this point that's, like, literally still pretty much hunkered down at home and, you know, kind of just trying to get through day by day, month by month, getting to the school year for some semblance of regularity, even though the kids will be at home, we'll be doing it from home. I mean, we're taking this thing very seriously. And, you know, my wife's got some autoimmune issues. 9 years ago, we lost a son to a virus, a baby boy. So a lot of us, we're a little bit higher anxiety, I think, than a lot of the population seems to be. So we're kind of hunkering down, but, you know, spending time in the backyard. We, thank God, got a pool put in last fall. The timing of that thing couldn't have worked out better.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're just kind of, some day trips here and there, but we're, for the most part, avoiding people where we can and just spending some time together.
Well, absolutely. That sounds great. Glad you're getting to have this time together with your family. And obviously, Dari, with what's come out the last couple of days with the Miami Marlins, that has a ton of people in panic mode about the future of college football and what it could mean this season. Where is your confidence level right now in college football, and kind of how do you see this thing playing out?
Well, I wish I could be more optimistic. I'm having a hard time being optimistic. I don't feel great about college football. I do think the NBA is going to go off very successfully. I think the NHL, which I cannot wait for on Saturday, is going to go off very successfully. And I think that the way baseball has handled the Marlins, I think, is actually good. They had the contingencies in place. They'll figure out the scheduling, or they'll just have everybody play a different number of games, come up with a winning percentage formula to get into the playoffs. It's all good. That, I think they've handled that well, but it's a very glaring example of what can happen if athletes are not careful and somebody or somebodies within that organization were not careful and they didn't take this seriously. And here's where we are. I talked to Greg Sankey a couple of days ago, just on the phone. And, you know, he basically said, this is the reason I wanted to wait. I wasn't in a rush to decide anything. You know, Big Ten was in a rush. Pac-12 was in a rush. Because something was going to happen. And something has happened. And let's see what they do. And let's see, you know, what we can learn from this. And but at the same time, it's difficult to compare professionals with college students. I think that's the one thing we all keep saying is, you know, the NFL might work. Because you can ask these guys to play, and sure, they can opt out. Many of them are, but, you know, you're not going to feel as terrible for putting a 28-year-old multimillionaire out there on the field to earn that paycheck as you would if a 19-year-old gets sick, and then 10 19-year-olds are sick, and then, you know, so on and so forth, and that's the difference. And that's the reason I'm optimistic about baseball and the NHL and the NBA and really the NFL. But I'm less than optimistic about college football because of the nature of asking student-athletes who are, we like to believe, not getting paid, right, to go out on and put themselves and their health on the line. And I think that's a scary thing.
Yeah, Darian, obviously decisions have to be coming soon here. I don't know if Greg told you when something might be coming down, but I know the ACC, it's been reported, may have some kind of adjusted schedule announced today. I guess if your pessimism becomes reality, and I share it with you, what do you think it looks like from there in terms of, I guess, a potential spring season? I mean, I still feel like there has to be an attempt, if at all possible, to have football during this school year, but... Yeah. What do you think that looks like?
I'm 1,000,000,000% with you on there has to be an attempt to have a football season. What it would do to budgets across athletic departments everywhere, what it would mean for other sports, what it would mean for the opportunities that student athletes of other sports to go to college with some form of a scholarship, all of that goes takes a massive beating if there's not football. So there has to be. If there's not football in the fall, I think for sure we'll see it in the spring. What it will look like, I don't know. And that's assuming that there's some semblance of improvement in this pandemic, whether it be vaccines, whether it be strong medications that will absolutely limit the number of people who have the worst consequences. There has to be an attempt with you. 1,000% there has to be an attempt. As far as the timeline goes, I certainly don't think we'll hear anything from the SEC today or tomorrow. I know that, you know, Greg Sankey had said a couple of weeks ago he'd like to make a decision by the end of the week. He's meeting with ADs. He met with them yesterday. I believe there's a scheduled meeting for Friday as well. You know, all I know is this. He wants to have a decision made before everybody's throwing helmets and pads on for organized practices. Does that mean he could wait until another week? He certainly has the right to do that. But I also think he would like to come up with something sooner rather than later. You know, I think it's 50-50 on if we'll have something Friday. If we don't have something Friday, I would expect middle of next week at the latest.
Dari Noka from the SEC Network on the line with us. And Dari, one of the most depressing parts about this to me is in a normal year, I mean, I think this could be such a great year for SEC football with, you know, LSU having the year they had last year, losing a bunch of starters. Alabama's going to be Alabama, but in the East, you've got Florida and Georgia, and Tennessee fans around here are feeling really excited about what the future looks like with Jeremy Pruitt. It just seems like it could be another great year for SEC football, and to have all this stuff kind of creep up is just another depressing part of it.
Yeah, and then, you know, I think, honestly, if we look at it, too, from like more of a macro angle, I think every year in the SEC is a great year in terms of surprises and good storylines that we don't always anticipate. I know for folks where you guys are, you know, they haven't been great years recently with Tennessee, and maybe there's not as much to look forward to as there is now with them, and I share their optimism. If they're able to get on the field, I do think Tennessee's a player. I do think Tennessee's a 9-win type of team. I don't put them in Florida and Georgia's category yet, but I think they're on their way. And I think Jeremy Pruitt's doing a phenomenal job recruiting and developing that talent and teaching discipline, and I think we're going to continue to see the number of mistakes you know, decrease every time Tennessee takes the field. So they're going the right way. It's a bad time for this situation if you're a Vols fan. I think if you're just a football fan in general, you know, and you follow this league like we all do, every year's a great year in this league. Every year you're talking about potentially multiple teams in the playoffs. And this year, I think, would be no different. I just hope we get to see anything materialize. And that's just whatever it's going to look like is what it's going to look like. I mean, think about this. If teams are going to have – how many 10-0 teams are we going to have nationally if they're only playing 10-game seasons? And then how's the playoffs going to be determined? It's just such a – it's such a wild card. We just don't know what we're going to see. But you know what? Like, maybe that makes it a little bit more interesting in some ways. Like, how much more interesting is baseball going to be this year?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
a 60-game stretch run where every game carries an increased amount of magnitude, I think that's, you know, it's not going to be less watchable if there's college football. It's not going to be less interesting or enjoyable. We just got to hope we get it.
If it's that reduced schedule, whether it's fall or spring, and of course it also could be, you know, a 10-game schedule, but you play seven, right? And look like 1918 sure. All over again. But if that's the case, Dari, would you be for an expanded playoff? And I guess actually on top of that, are you for that in general moving forward?
Yeah. In general, I'm not for it. I understand it's going to happen, and I will embrace the ever-living heck out of it when it does. But I don't think we need more than four to have a real legitimate champion crowned. I don't believe we need that. I do think it's coming. This year, like normally, I don't want 16 baseball teams out of 30 getting in, normally. This year, great. Why not? Why not do whatever you can to maximize the money that these schools can make because they're losing their tails? Why not do whatever you can to increase the interest of and the potential of more teams to really be in it in the end? Throw a couple of extra games on the schedule at the end of the year if you think it's safe. This year, I would be 100% for an expanded playoff. Overall, not really, but I would certainly find a way to live with it and enjoy it when it comes.
I'm with you. I you know, you guys are talking about the SEC football season, the storylines, Tennessee fans. I know Tennessee fans are awfully excited about their men's basketball team this year, too, and what that could be. So since we're throwing hypotheticals around, Dari, what do you think is happening there? I mean, we can't have two straight years without an NCAA tournament, right? You just, like, start quarantining teams that are going to be in the tournament and just
Right. Well, if there's no football and cases are creeping up in football and causing teams to have to not play or you just cancel the season, I don't know how you play basketball on time either. Let me throw this at you. What if we had the greatest collegiate sports spring we have ever had with a football season, men's and women's basketball season, baseball and softball season? Why not? Why couldn't we do that if we were just unable from a public health standpoint to do it in their normally scheduled times, but we saw somewhere around the beginning of the year, again, whether it's vaccine, whether it's an, you know, medicine that absolutely can limit the effect or the worst effects of COVID. And you just have to keep sliding things back. Right? You're not going to go into basketball season and say, in October, we're going to play this in the spring, I wouldn't think. But it might get to a point where you just realize you have nothing better to do, no better option than that. And you just play them all in the spring, and as you determine you can get things back on their normal calendar next year, next fall, you start to do that. Wouldn't surprise me. Like, and how great of a spring would it be? And a summer. You know, a summer that really only gives us baseball and softball. Now you potentially play in the NCAA tournament in the summer, the football playoff in the summer. And, again, I don't know what that means for next fall, especially in football, a contact sport like that. You got the draft. You have a million obstacles. I understand it. But getting them played whenever you have to get them played is better than not getting them played at all. And that might be where we sit. And I think it would make for one hell of a spring and summer.
Agreed. 100%. Dari, last thing before we let you go here, I need to get your evaluation of your beloved Oklahoma City Thunder and what you think their chances are down in the bubble in Orlando.
Man, I can't. God, I'm just – I cannot wait to watch this thing get going again tomorrow. I'm just so excited that we're going to get basketball. I'm actually probably more of a hockey fan than I am an NBA fan, but I love them both. You know, Hurricanes, I follow them very closely here, and the Thunder really in the NBA. I think they got a great shot. You know, we'll see. You know, does Chris Paul continue to kind of have this resurgent season? Or does the layoff, did the layoff impact him? Schroeder's been more than they ever thought, you know, when they got him from the Hawks. Steven Adams has had a really good few exhibition games to this point. And I think Billy Donovan has done Billy Donovan's Coach of the Year candidate. Absolute Coach of the Year candidate right there with Mike Budenholzer, I think. You know, so why not? You know, I don't expect them to be playing for the NBA championship. But, you know, they're like a game and a half out of the three spot, like three games out of the two spot. Who would have thought? Who would have thought they'd be 40-24 through 64 games this year?
Speaking of sports, right, though.
So whatever happens is icing right now in my book.
That's right.
Yeah, speaking of sports, though, are you ready to give Joe Kelly a statue outside of Dodger Stadium yet, or should we wait on that a little bit?
That was pretty good, right? And it's going to continue. I mean, it's just going to continue. Did you watch the game last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you listen to the Dodger broadcast by chance?
I didn't get to. I was watching the FS1 broadcast.
Okay. So I was watching the Dodger broadcast. Oral Hershiser on that call is so angry at the Astros. inning after inning after inning, talking about how the Dodgers had it stolen from them, how, you know, just it was wrong, and the Astros are cheaters. And he'd say, boy, there's another instance where they probably used the word cheater. How many times do you think the word cheaters? He's so angry. And so if you can imagine how angry Joe Kelly and others would be as well. You're going to get a lot of tempers flaring, and no question about it.
Dari Noko from the SEC Network.
But I'm not
Network.
Ready to give Joe Kelly a statue because he hasn't pitched with doo-doo.
I mean, technically he was on the Red Sox team that also allegedly cheated. So, you know.
Exactly right. The 18 Red Sox who beat the Dodgers too. Yeah, exactly right. No, there's no statue for Joe Kelly.
He's got a gif, though. He's got a nice gif, at least.
Yeah, he does.
He does. It was good. Really
Dari Noka from the SEC Network has been our guest, one of the best in the business. Dari, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, that was a lot of fun. Thank you. Have a good rest of your show.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Dari Noka, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.